Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Once again, we are going traveling around the U.S. of A., this time to the great state of Ohio. The Buckeye State, birthplace of American football, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are so many jazz musicians and singers from Ohio that I'll have to do two Dr. Jazz Hours of Ohio hometowners. Let's begin with swing-era trumpeter Billy Butterfield, born in Middletown, Ohio in 1917. So here's the Butterfield Big Band doing Indian Summer. The popular singer Nancy Wilson comes from Chillicothe, Ohio, born in 1937. Wilson recorded What a Little Moonlight Can Do in 1960 with the Billy May Orchestra. Pianist Tad Dameron hails from Cleveland, born in 1917. Dameron recorded Flossie Lou in 1956 with an octet. And Dixieland trumpeter Wild Bill Davison from Defiance, Ohio, born in 1906, will do Eccentric with a septet in 1947.
Kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do. I've kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping.
Ha ha ha.
Enjoying jazz by musicians from Ohio on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Saxophonist Isham Jones led a big band in the 20s and 30s, born in Colton, Ohio in 1894. Here's the Jones Big Band in 1925 doing Paddlin' Madeline Home. George Russell was a pianist from Cincinnati, born in 1923. You'll hear Russell leading a sextet in 1956 with Witch Hunt. Hollywood actress Doris Day, born in 1922 in Cincinnati, sang for a short while with Les Brown's orchestra in 1945. So here's I Can't Help It. Tenor man Joe Lovano hails from Cleveland, born in 1952. You'll hear Lovano and a quartet in 2004 doing Consummation.
Thank you. I love you, but
Dr. Jazz is introducing singers and musicians from Ohio on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Lloyd Scott was a drummer from Springfield, Ohio, born in 1902. You'll hear his orchestra in 1927 do Harlem Shuffle. Snooky Young was a trumpeter who played in numerous big bands, born in Dayton, Ohio in 1919. Here's Young in the trumpet section of the Count Basie Orchestra in 1958 on Let's Have a Taste. A busy trombonist in the early days was J.C. Higginbotham, who grew up in Cincinnati, born in 1906. In the band of Henry Red Allen in 1946, you will hear Higginbotham's trombone on Checkup. Ted Lewis was a clarinetist, singer, bandleader, and entertainer from Circleville, Ohio, born in 1890. Here's Lewis and band in 1927 doing Is Everybody Happy Now?
The We'll be right back. that's craving joy I dread. Ow, I dread the blues that make you sad. You know, folks, there's a smile for every tear that's shed. Yes, sir. So tell me why, oh, why should you feel bad? Don't you do it. You know, Miss Pollyanna, the little joy girl, she was right. And that's why I ask you all tonight to tell me, is everybody happy? Oh, say, that's all I want to know. Oh, do 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 do. While I'm going places, all I want are traces of your smiling faces. Don't look down and wear a little frown. Just look, look for rays of sunshine. Oh, they're bound to be found somehow. And you know, the reflection of your smile makes this life of mine worthwhile. Is everybody, everybody happy now? Hey. Of your smile makes this life of mine worthwhile. Is everybody happy now? Yes, sir.
This last set of Ohio musicians will begin with Watch Your Step, sung by Anita Baker in 1986, born in 1958 in Toledo. Then saxophonist Bud Shank, born in Dayton in 1926, from a bossa nova album of 1962, will do Wistful Samba. And we'll finish up with multi-instrumentalist Roshan Roland Kirk, who hailed from Columbus, born 1935, doing his three horns at once thing in 1967 on Blue Roll.
Just forget this.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.